The Australian Koala Foundation says Australia has lost about 30% of its koalas over the past 3 years. The nonprofit group says drought, wildfires, and development projects played a part in the drop in the koala population. They are urging the government to do more to protect the creature's environment. The group estimated the koala population has dropped to less than 58,000 this year from more than 80,000 in 2018. The biggest decrease was in the state of New South Wales, where the numbers have dropped by 41%. Deborah Tabbert leads the Australian Koala Foundation. She called the drop quite dramatic. Only one area in the study was estimated to have more than 5,000 koalas. Some areas were estimated to have as few as 5 or 10. Tabbert said the country needs a koala protection law. She added, "What we're concerned about is places like Western New South Wales, where the drought over the last 10 years has just had this cumulative effect. River systems completely dry for years, river red gum plants, which are the lifeblood of koalas, dead." The loss in New South Wales likely sped up after large forest areas were destroyed by wildfires in late 2019 and early 2020. But some of those areas already had no koalas. Land clearing by property developers and road builders has also destroyed the koala's environment. "I think everyone gets it. We've got to change. But if those bulldozers keep working, then I really fear for the koalas," Tabbert said. I'm Jonathan Evans.